Okay, here is read number one. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin's new superintendent of public instruction says the ongoing achievement gap between black students and white students is a crisis. Carolyn Stanford Taylor, the first African-American leader of the Department of Public Instruction, said in a statement, quote, "Closing these gaps is not only the right thing to do, it is imperative for our state," unquote. New national test scores released yesterday show that Wisconsin has the nation's largest racial achievement gap among students. And Wisconsin lawmakers are working on a bill to allow college athletes to make money off of their fame. The bill is similar to a new California law that allows students to sign endorsement deals and hire agents. The bill is sponsored by Representative Dave Murphy of Greenville. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number two. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Even though Senator Ron Johnson appears to be deeply involved in Donald Trump's Ukrainian scandal, he told the Journal Sentinel on Tuesday that he would never even consider recusing himself from a Senate impeachment trial. Johnson said he would be happy to talk to House members conducting the impeachment probe about his involvement in the matter. The senator said he has not sought legal representation so far. Johnson was told by a U.S. diplomat that military aid was being held up for political reasons, but the senator says he was satisfied when Trump denied to him personally that the aid was tied to political investigations. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, clearing skies, lows around 25 in Milwaukee, 21 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number three. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. In an effort to reduce reckless driving in Milwaukee, the State Assembly's Committee on Local Government voted 8-1 on Tuesday to move forward Assembly Bill 365, the Safe Roads Saves Lives Act. The bill is sponsored by Milwaukee State Representative David Crowley. If the bill becomes law, it would allow Milwaukee police to use red light cameras and speed enforcement cameras at high-risk intersections and highways. The bill can now be scheduled for discussion and a vote by the full assembly. And the Bucks lost to the Celtics last night, 116-105. The next game for the Bucks is tomorrow night against the Magic down in Orlando. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, clearing skies, lows around 25 in Milwaukee, 21 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number four. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A longtime Milwaukee civil rights activist has passed away. Mildred Harpole was also an educator and a fair housing advocate. Ms. Harpole was born in Cleveland but came to Milwaukee to attend Marquette University, where she met her husband Reuben, whom she married in 1959. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett said in a statement, quote, "Mildred Harpole was a powerhouse and civil rights champion in our community. Alongside her husband, Reuben, Mildred founded numerous organizations and community centers impacting countless lives in our city," unquote. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, clearing skies, lows around 25 in Milwaukee, 21 in Madison. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN.